Hello, welcome to the PATV podcast. This is episode number 4. Hello to all our beautiful listeners. If you're here on Twitch, on my stream, or Sam's stream, if you're watching this later on YouTube, or if you're listening later on Anchor, Spotify, all those different places, hi, hello. I think that's a much better way of introducing the fact that you can watch us anywhere, rather than sit here and list off all of our places.
Yeah, that was pretty clever.
You can watch me in your mom's basement. You can watch me in your dad's basement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
anywhere.
Really? Oh.
Not your dad's basement. Excuse me.
Okay.
You can watch me in Isaiah's basement.
God, we don't even have a basement. Excuse me?
He's just going under your house.
That's the best part.
He's digging. You don't have rats. You have a Sam.
So how did you guys feel about the
pardon?
You know. We need a jingle.
We need a thingy or whatever Sam called it last time. A thingy to play. All right.
Sam, Isaiah, Corey.
Sam, Isaah, Corey. We'll just have to to edit in Jake whenever he joins us.
Can we just have like a couple different ones like that? Just Isaiah every time he's like do.
It's not even like a jingle. It's just him going do.
It's like if it's like me, Corey, and Jake, it's like Sam, Corey, and Jake.
Jake!
Yay! All right, so first order of business. Why do you think Nintendo loves the PNTV podcast so much? This was put in by Sam into our list. We have to touch on it.
Think about it. They dropped something right before our podcast.
Right on Thursday. Thursday morning, so that way we can get home Thursday evening and talk about it on the podcast. You heard it here first. On the PNTV podcast, Nintendo loves us.
Conspiracy. I think Sakurai actually, in fact, or you know, Nintendo actually just loves us.
Mm-hmm. They love to drop DLC that people get mad about for us.
That is also a very true fact. I'm not mad about it being Byleth. I'm mad about it being a sword.
We'll get into that. Don't.
It's definitely because of Zeke Drywall. I think because Zeke Drywall holds so much influence over Nintendo because they are like a 52% shareholder.
Mm-hmm. Drywall.
Of Nintendo. Zeke Drywall.
Oh, Zeke Drywall owns Nintendo, yes.
Virtually, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think because of that, they actually sort of have a say when these directs can come out. And they're here, you know, as a subsidiary of, you know, as a subsidiary of Zeke Drywall, sort of get first say when it comes to
the dates and such. Yeah. In fact, when Sakurai said that the new DLC characters are already chosen, it was in fact Zeke Drywall decided all the characters themselves.
That's true.
Sakurai had no say.
I have some words with some Zeeks.
Okay. So, Smash news. If you're out of the loop somehow, I already have a video up on this, but we're just going to lightly touch over it. Byleth from Fire Emblem Three Houses, the player character, the main character from Three Houses, is the fifth DLC character. So the internet usually gets fired up about Smash DLC characters. It's like a big gaming event when the newest one gets revealed. So whether or not you like them, you usually know about the characters and such.
Kotaku is already on that.
Yeah, and most people are voicing their distaste for Byleth. But we'll get into that in a second here. So, Sam, you already gave your thoughts a little bit, so we'll go in depth here. Do you like Byleth? Do you like the announcement of Byleth?
Okay, well, on a very basic level, when I saw him, I was very sad. To describe my first moments of seeing this character. I will admit that after watching it, he just looks like... He looks like Robin, but no projectiles. Besides the fucking...
The charge bow?
Besides the charge bow, and then I didn't think this was possible, but they made Robin and Hero have a harder child.
A harder child.
Yeah, dude, like they combined them even more.
Yeah.
But like, actually looking at Byleth, I'm like, okay, this is sort of cool, but I just don't like sword characters. I think they're a very lame, boring thing. I think it's cool watching characters that like get up close and personal, and you watch different combo games, and while swords are just like and they run away.
I feel that. Isaiah, what are you thinking? Byleth.
Me about Byleth. Okay, so you have to understand, when I watched this direct, I wasn't in an entire positive state of mind. Home Depot doesn't really
doesn't really promote
or encourage happiness. Equality and inclusivity, yes, but happiness, no, we don't have that.
For context, Isaiah works at Home Depot. For anybody listening.
Context, yes.
No, Isaiah was just in Home Depot at 6 in the morning, just hanging out.
It's like, fuck the direct.
Oh, shit.
Well, so, basically, when I started watching it, I was like, okay, it's a Fire Emblem character, I was a little bit disappointed, but to be fair, I was disappointed with each of the DLCs before this. The DLC I was actually most excited for was Piranha Plant.
you didn't like any of the DLC?
Well, no. I mean, some of them were fun to play. Whenever I first picked up Joker, I was like, wow, this character feels really good. And then let's see, who was... I don't even remember what the order was after that. There was...
Hero, then Banjo, then Terry.
Hero, Banjo, Terry, yeah. I mean...
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. What
but,
Byleth.
But basically, with Byleth, I saw...
Byleth.
I don't know. He doesn't seem that special to me. But, like, I'm also, like, whenever it's a character I don't care about, mm-hmm. it's really about the playstyle for me. And, I mean, I do think it's kind of cool how his, like, you know, his little tether, whatever, fucking, like, yanks people under you.
Yeah,
so
like, he eats
playing
people.
Off stage against him is going to be kind of goofy. Yeah, exactly. But, aside from that, he had a bunch of cheese moves, you know, like moves that just like aren't gonna be good.
Yeah,
like,
they're really definitely gonna cheese like people.
Cheese
on a Weaver.
Exactly. Cheese on a Weaver. And he doesn't look interesting. He's got that kind of like bland expression that Corrin has.
Yeah.
We're not really sure if they're happy or sad.
They're
just kind of like
have a look.
They have a look, and it's like so, just I don't know, I'm kind of numb about Byleth. It's exactly the same way I felt about every other character as they got announced. I was just like, all right, there's another character in this game. I'll have to learn that matchup.
Yeah, I guess that's something. For me personally, I literally just like uploaded a video on my thoughts on Byleth, so I don't want to repeat myself too much, but like,
okay,
might as well.
You know the SpongeBob meme, the please say psych? That was literally like non-ironically when I'm so, because Sakurai, okay, let's give you the timeline here. Sakurai is sitting in this chair gassing up this character. They're like, bro, we are on lockdown. It is currently November. We are on lockdown. Nobody in Nintendo knows who this character is, and everybody who sees this shit is gonna be like, whoa, that's crazy, right? Yeah. Just for him to flash cut over to Fire Emblem. Not even a big reveal. It's just Byleth chilling there in the middle of this like courtyard or whatever. Not even a big reveal. So I'm watching this and I'm like, there has to be like the thing where somebody's gonna jump in and be like, aha, I'm the real character. Or something. Yeah, I just figured there was gonna be some kind of reveal, but no, it's just Byleth, and there he is. He's like, doo doo doo, and they're like, okay, you're in Smash, and that was it. And then they make fun of him for being a sword character, but they don't fix the fact that he's a sword character. He's still a sword character. Just because you make fun of him for being, just because you acknowledge there's a lot of sword characters in Smash, doesn't change the fact that he's still a sword character. Yeah, he's still a sword character. So I thought it was weird that they acknowledge that people are mad there's so many sword characters and there's so many just like anime swordsmen, and then they didn't do anything about it. And he does have the other weapons and stuff, but he's still gonna play like a sword character.
He's okay. Not a sword character, he's a multi-weapon character who uses his axe, his bow, and his spear alongside his sword with whip capabilities.
Loki, I wonder if Sakurai made that little joke as like a cry for help. He didn't pick any of these characters.
That's
and like,
that's
no,
one thing too.
Like, dude, you're gonna make a swordy, and he's gonna be like,
oh,
no,
okay.
I
guess.
I can't. And he's like, dude, you're gonna do it. And he's like, okay, Hero, I'll borrow this move. Okay, Corrin, you know, I know you like that move, but this is his now. Okay,
yeah,
Robin. You know.
You must completely recycle an entire kit.
And I thought it was weird.
His up air is freaking the Belmont's up tilt.
Yeah. His nair is also the Belmont's nair too. He's just kind of recycled moves. Like his down B is like low key warlock punch.
See, at least with a lot of the other intro characters, like, the characters, like, looked really unique whenever they came out. Like,
yeah.
Banjo plays, like,
the banjo.
Banjo doesn't really look like any other character, and a lot of his, like, tools that he has, like, mm-hmm. are very unique, especially yeah. with the way he moves and stuff. And
he has personality.
And, yeah, that's one of the things is, that I've been hearing on Twitter. I mean, I've never played Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fire Emblem three houses,
yeah,
and but I've heard that he's like one of the self insert characters, you know, sort of like
he's the main character, so he doesn't like really say much or anything because you play as him. It's the same thing with Corrin and Robin,
yeah, and that's why they're just kind of
they're just there. It doesn't make it doesn't make any sense why they pick the player characters to be the one, because they're like the ones with the least personality. They're like never the ones everybody's hyped about in Fire Emblem games. Like, everybody loves the side characters.
Honestly, it should have been Chairman Rose.
I would have actually been pumped if it was Dimitri. Like, no lie. If he was just fucking giant spear wielding Dimitri here.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there dragons in that game? Why don't they like make one of the dragons the main character?
That's actually a meme with Fire Emblem that all of the final bosses ends up being a dragon.
Yes, put a dragon in.
Well, Corrin is a dragon.
Corrin is a dragon, yeah.
No, but not the self insert dragon, like the villain dragon.
Yeah. What? So let's
technically still a thing with Robin.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Rob, the bad guy in that game is just a clone of Robin that turns into a dragon.
Why can't we get that?
That could have been him. I don't even remember that guy's name.
Summons Crom, who's already in the game now.
Yeah. So, okay.
Grimwald.
On episode 2, we gave our predictions for this year, what the fifth character was going to be. Not a single one of us said Byleth. Just because
so stupid that you didn't think it would happen.
Well, it's one of those characters I assumed Byleth or someone from Three Houses was going to get into the game. I did not think it was going to be the fifth character, because not only was it a lame note to end on with Fighter Pass 1, like, I have a point later, but I think it would have been fine if Byleth was like Fighter Pass character number 2. I don't think people would have been mad. It would have been like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I guess, but it's like, and then you get like Joker or Banjo after that, nobody cares anymore. Nobody's angry.
Exactly.
But now that that's the last character, that's just like, oof.
No, leaves everyone for kind of a stinky taste, in, like, or like a bad taste in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that also leads to the point where me and Isaiah, we already had a back and forth on Twitter about this, respectfully, obviously. Mm-hmm. But
oh, yes.
No, it's
the whole the whole rule that we were all, a lot of people at least, were assuming was in place, that the characters in this first DLC pack were only going to be from games that weren't in Smash already. Now, in my mind, I was like, I'm pretty sure if they end up doing Fighter Pass number 2, they're not going to say that's a thing, and then like all of those characters are going to be like Byleth or maybe like someone from Sword and Shield, like stuff like that, like stuff that's already in Smash. I figured that's the route they were going to go. However, I guess I was wrong to listen to the words of Nintendo. literally
trust the company that's telling you this information.
I respond to every comment that people leave, and someone legit, they went like point for point. They did it in like a rather respectful manner, but they went point for point and like listed all the fallacies that we dropped in the PNTV podcast, that like clip where we're talking about Smash characters. And one of the things he was like, it's not confirmed that the DLC pass is all characters from games not in Smash. And I was like, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say it's confirmed because Reggie himself said it. And I guess that was bullshit.
Reggie's not Nintendo anymore.
That's true. Reggie's he was sabotaging. But in his little speech he gives, he doesn't strictly say that. He just says the characters are going to be from new parts that haven't been in Smash. They're all going to be cool like Joker, and they're going to all be characters that you would never think would be in Smash.
Well, they got me.
With Byleth. You didn't think he was going to be there.
I didn't know who that was. I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, it's a weird name. Yeah, so I was wrong. Sorry, not sorry though. Can you blame me for listening to fucking Nintendo themselves? Cool.
Reggie's not Nintendo no more.
This is a side, also another rant point. I'm ranting here, but this is what I'm doing.
Boy.
Have either of you guys paid attention to any of the quote unquote leaks that were all confirmed to be untrue now? But were you paying attention to any leaks prior to Character 5?
The Dante one, where the voice actor of Virgil was just like, I don't think Virgil will be in it, but if there was a character, it'd definitely be Dante.
Well, like leaks as in like random bullshit posts where it's like, look, here's a list of people that are going to be in Smash or whatever. Do you pay attention to any of those?
No, I
not really.
Well, the two...
Mostly because those get my hopes up if it's cool.
Yeah.
And like,
the two...
I know, like, people were theorizing, like, Master Chief and...
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
The two prominent leakers, there was, like... People were talking about it in the PNTV podcast clip where we're talking about characters and stuff. A couple of people were talking about these people, like the prominent leakers, and I personally hadn't heard anything, and I looked it up, and it was the most bullshit thing I've ever seen. It's not even these two people, they didn't even put out like a list of characters. They made a list of characters that were not going to be in the game. And it was just like this really fucking,
Phoenix part of it.
I don't think so, but it was just like, it was like a cut of like different companies, and it was like, it could be a Capcom character, but if it is, it won't be Dante, or it won't be blank. And I was like, what is this fucking list? Why has anybody put any stock in this? And there was straight up people like, ooh, my character could make it in this list. This isn't on the list of characters that aren't going to make it in. I was like, what? Who believes this broad shit? So, fuck all the fake leakers. I'm pretty sure Byleth is on the list of characters that was not going to make it into Smash, so fuck that. And fuck you if you legitimately... The same people who will be like, bro, look at this list of leaks, my character's on it, is the same people who told me I was a fuckface for listening to Reggie. So, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, attack your YouTube comments. In other words... to anybody who watches my content on my YouTube channel, I got my comment today.
Okay.
Okay, come on now. We are all brothers on YouTube. You know, we're all on that grind.
Yes.
You know?
Hashtag
we're all
grind.
Get good characters in Smash, dude. we're all trying to have fun here.
No,
Smash is for good boys and girls.
I don't think you understand. Those people came after me.
Mr. Neil, they had a right to.
Mm-hmm. The Sora stands, they really came after Sam just for Byleth to be the character and not even close to Sora. Just for another anime swordsman to make it in.
The thing is, I don't want to go off in Byleth just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons. One, a lot of my great personal friends
are Fireman.
Fire Emblem 3 fan or mm-hmm. Fire Emblem 3 Houses fans.
Fire Emblem
he's not. So you know, I'm happy for them. Like they got a character they like. I think that character's liked by well liked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. You know, some people got a win today, and that's you know that's pretty awesome.
That's happened to everyone.
Secondly, I really don't get super excited for a character until I play them. Like my excitement for Joker on. The release day was more on the announcement day was more confusion because I heard Joker and I didn't know who that character was.
Yeah, so I was Batman, like Joker from Batman. Like some Mortal Kombat shit.
Yeah, it was like, holy shit. But then my excitement for him on release day, that was a whole nother thing because I was actually genuinely thinking of maining that
character.
That character was fun as hell to play on opening day. And you know, same thing with Hero. Hero's really fucking fun on the first day. I got some sick combo with his fireballs. Like, shit, dude.
I think I still have the video of you reacting to Hero being revealed, and you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, see?
So when you're sitting with Jackson.
I always get more hype when they come out, because there are a lot of these characters to me are more fun to play than they are to see. Because I'm like, Hero, all right.
I don't know who that is.
But, I knew Banjo. I knew who Banjo and Kazooie were, but I've never played those games.
I'd never heard of Piranha Plant before.
Sir? I bet you will now. I bet you have now with Mr. Neil. Mr. Jake Neil. And your,
Jake Neil likes Piranha Plant, man. All right. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sakurai, one thing I have on here is Sakurai, whoever is in charge of the marketing behind Smash Ultimate, the planning behind the marketing, they need to set their priority straight because, like I said before, Byleth for sure would not, I think people still would have been generally unhappy with Byleth's inclusion, but I don't think it would have been a mass outcry if they were not the last character. There was, I think pretty much any of the other characters could have been last instead of Byleth and been way, way cooler. And a similar thing happened, if you guys remember, before Ultimate even came out. Do you remember those the directs where they were announcing characters and features and stuff? I remember the last direct was legitimately the worst one because it was like 30 minutes of like, you can play in different languages and there's an options menu and like it was like all that shit for forever, and it didn't have like anything of substance. And the direct right before was the one that had K. Rool and Dark Samus and Crom and like all this crazy shit and Spirit Mode and like all this stuff. And I was like, what is with the ordering of this? Why is the last one the one that was lame? And everyone was like, oh, that was kind of boring. So I don't know what they're thinking with some of these, the order of the announcements. I think they could build the hype a little easier.
I agree.
Yeah, the timing just doesn't make sense.
Smash 4 was pretty similar. Weren't Bayo and Corrin announced in the same
Trailer? Same direct, that was the very last Smash 4 direct.
It's like, I think Corrin was the first one, if I remember correctly.
It just like opened, opened the direct. That was the first thing.
Whoa, Corrin.
It was the same, it was like a similar situation, except Fire Emblem Fates wasn't even actually out yet when Corrin was announced. Oh, so most people were like, I don't even fucking know who this is, let alone like what they're gonna do in Smash. So,
and that's probably why people have such a nasty taste in their mouths when it comes to Fire Emblem, because that's one of the Fire Emblem are like a Fire Emblem. Like, I think it's because specifically because of Corrin, like at the start, because Corrin was like, because of that, because Corrin came out before the game even did.
Yeah,
it just made those characters feel like advertisements.
It was, really, and if you look in the history books. It's the same in Melee. Marth and Roy. Fire Emblem, the game, hasn't even been in America yet. And they put... Sakurai, apparently, he was, like, even contemplating, like, just not having them in the American version of the game because they're like, they're not going to fucking know who these people are. They're like, well, might as well put them in there. So, in the history books, Fire Emblem characters have just been advertisements for their game. And I have that in here. But the timing doesn't make sense for it to be an advertisement for Three Houses, even if that's what it's supposed to be. Because Three Houses came out over the summer. Like, it should have... Byleth legit could have been come out when Hero or Banjo did, and it would have made way more sense. Like, Three Houses comes out...
It's already won all its awards and everything. And
yeah.
It's accolades, like...
So, like, that E3, we got Hero and Banjo announced. And, like, honestly, it could have been, like... I don't think Hero and Byleth would have been as cool because Hero was actually leaked beforehand by the Smash Ultimate modding community. But I think it would have been cool if it was Byleth and Banjo. That would have been fine. And then Three Houses comes out at the same time as Byleth, and it just makes way more sense.
Right.
Instead, 6 months later, we get Byleth, the character like everybody was like, please don't put more Fire Emblem in the game, please. And then here we are.
Real quick, also, why didn't they announce it at the Game Awards, as Isaiah said, when Fire Emblem won all those accolades?
That's true. I think that could have made people angry, though, because everybody was like, yo, bro, tonight's the night we get Sora. It's violent. But, I mean, it's still mad, yeah.
This is the beginning of a long, long rivalry between Corey and Sam versus the Sora fans.
I'm not against the Sora fans. Team Sora... They was repping, bro. It was 90% Team Sora in, like, all the comments of every Smash DLC video we've made. Like, my channel and this channel.
They can fight me. I'll
say hi, nerds.
Sorry. He would have had a cool... He's going to have a cool moveset. Right. If he's anything like Smash Smash Flash, he's going to have, like, all those spells and shit.
Who did I talk to? The only way I'd be happy that Sora's in is if he works like Pokemon Trainer and I can switch between Donald and Goofy.
You don't even do that in Kingdom Hearts.
Well, that's what I want. If I'm fucking playing this
Steve boys.
That would have been
Steve and Alex, bro, let it happen.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of Sora, volume 2 of the Fighter Pass was announced. This time 6 characters instead of 5. We don't know anything about dates or even pricing. We just know that it's going to happen. So that will bring the total of DLC fighters to 12 if we count Volume 1 and Piranha Plant. And that's fucking crazy to me, honestly. That is a large... How many did we get in Smash 4? Not definitely not even like half that, I don't think.
Okay, we got starting Lucas, Ryu, Mewtwo, Bayo, Cloud, Roy, Corrin, Roy.
That's like seven?
Mm-hmm. So about half that then.
Right.
And so however, so this is cool and all. 11 more or 6 more characters. There's plenty of chance for like some crazy shit. And a lot of people were even like, so it's confirmed now. Oh, I don't know. Byleth has the female alt. But a lot of people were like, bro, if all of this fighter pass is all dudes, are we going to get another one with all chicks? But so that could be something. I don't know. Byleth technically has like the female alt, but I think that's cheating.
No,
but
it counts.
I think, do you personally think that the announcement of Byleth, does that give you like less hope for the next 6 DLC characters? Isaiah, go.
Ooh, well, okay, so I didn't see the full announcement of whatchamacallit, of the next wave.
So basically all Sakurai said
do we know that these characters are being made like were these characters being made they must have been like being thought of during the making of these characters, right?
I think the only info Sakurai gave us, he was like, originally he said there was going to be more. He said something like, oh, I wanted it to be like 1 or 2 characters, but then they settled on 6. And then he also said all 6 of them are already decided.
He's like, all right, guys, I'm willing to make 1 or 2more. And Nintendo's like 10.
Yeah. So
we lower it down to 4.
Yeah. But yeah, he said they're making 6 more and all 6 of them are decided. So please don't hit him up on Twitter and ask for your characters because he's not going to do it.
Okay.
So.
Well, there we go.
I'm glad he's telling us to fuck off.
Yeah. He said that on the first one too.
But you still see.
Yeah, well, I mean, based on this one, I don't have much hope for me personally. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of my characters really have a chance that I'm interested in. That's mainly because like the games I grew up with weren't really like
popular
Nintendo games.
Yeah, yeah.
Conventional, yeah. And I don't see, it's been nothing but conventional characters so far. I'd say like the exception is maybe Terry. Terry was a little bit out there, mm-hmm. but even then he was so connected to Smash. It was like,
well, I mean,
it made sense.
Wasn't really connected either.
I think Joker is probably the farthest. That would be my say. Joker really, is the least conventional, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I always heard that Persona was a big game. I'd always heard about that game, but maybe it's just like bias because of everyone I know playing it. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really excited. We'll have to see. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna come out. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Sam, what do you think? Does this make you less hype for the next 6 DLC characters with the release of Byleth?
No, because I am more happy that okay, give me a second. My dog.
Oh, no.
Nugs whistling. Is unhappy with Byleth.
She's whistling. Yeah, she's unhappy. She better be.
we hate Byleth in this house. Well, me personally, I'll take my turn then.
All right.
Go for it, Sam. I won't take your turn.
That was me just saying, like, you know, all right.
Oh okay. Well,
okay, we're back.
okay, Sam, go.
My opinions is that Sakurai makes really good cohesive characters when given the tools. I think that I'm actually glad that Byleth is in this one so I can get the disappointment over fast. But like, if you start thinking about it, the only other sword characters really get into the in my opinion, are Sora and Travis from No More Heroes.
What about Lloyd?
No.
You don't even think he has a chance?
No.
Okay.
Oof.
Oh, he's the Tails character, isn't he?
Yeah, Tails from Symphonia.
I don't think.
Whatever, continue.
I really don't think he's like, I mean, who knows? Is it a really big game in Japan?
It's like, I think that Symphonia is the biggest one, and that was on the GameCube.
Okay, well, then maybe
it's still going, but continue. Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot more. I feel like with the second pack, we're going to see a lot more additions to other casts in the game. Like maybe more. Let me think. Who's lacking? Like maybe more Sonic reps. Or like a Sonic rep. Yeah. Not like more, as in like multiple, because God forsake. That man is already doing enough. He doesn't need to waste multiple packs on Sonic. But maybe more Zelda characters? I think more Zelda characters would be cool in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You could do like Impa or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's going to be more focused on like
first party Nintendo like, stuff.
Yeah, more characters from existing series.
Yeah.
Right, Fire Emblem.
I wouldn't say I'm less hyped. I think it's in my video I talked about this a little bit too, but six is such a weird number. I don't know. It makes me feel like they have a balance of like I don't think Sakurai confirmed that this is once again Nintendo picked the characters and he's just kind of the errand boy putting them together. Originally he said Nintendo picked all five characters and he like the only thing he could like do other than make them was like advise if they were possible, which I'm going to assume they're not going to give him like Tetris block. And he's like, well, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to work out. But I don't know if that's the same way this time around, but he did say all six of them are confirmed already who they're going to be. And six is just a weird number. So it makes me feel like they have a rhyme and reason as to how many they're rocking here, but I'm a little scared because for me, Byleth is like kind of like low hanging fruit. It just felt weird that in the last direct he was like, "Oh yeah, here's Terry. We're getting close to having all the characters in the DLC, but we want to make more because this is like a monumental gaming history." And then the next character is fucking Byleth.
Not difficult at all. Though.
Yeah, the 15th Fire Emblem character, and I don't know. It just didn't make any sense for me. So I would hope with the six. I know it's asking a lot. Pretty much every character added to this game is just more value added. So I will never be mad about a character unless it's some bullshit like they just put put in Metal Mario or some shit and they make me pay for that or something. Like I will literally be okay with every character, even if I have no fucking clue who they are or anything. There's just like not a list of feasible characters where I'm like, they better not put this dude in the game, bro, or I'll be pissed. Like,
how dare they?
Yeah, so like pretty much every character I will be down with. It's just some characters it's like, why compared to others? It's like, or at least get the pacing correctly so that way, you know, it's like kind of leading hype. But I know that this is Nintendo and they can and will do whatever the hell they want, so
they will take That's you facts. To the back, they spread the cheeks, put the butter, and go.
They will do whatever the fuck they want. I know they do not give a damn sometimes what the people want, and they will just do whatever the hell they feel like. So, Smash normally is not on that list of things that do that. I say that, and some of the features, like the online and shit, like, you know, they don't give a fuck that people want that fixed. You know, shit like that. There's plenty of things in Nintendo history where they just don't care. But I think Smash characters, I think that's a frontier that they're definitely going to put effort in. Like Sam said, whatever the character is, I know it's going to be a good character. Like, they're at least going to have some effort put in.
Right.
So.
And not to say that they didn't put effort into this character either.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They,
I know we were joking about how some of his moves look recycled or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I still haven't seen, you know, what he can do fully yet. So,
yeah, exactly.
Like, we haven't seen him in play. We haven't seen what his play style is going to look like, you know. Because it's hard to demonstrate that. I mean, like, he plays games with him, but it's hard to, like, understand until you've played him yourself, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, it's hard to be mad. It's hard to look at Sakurai and be mad when he is, like, he is genuinely, like, happy up there talking about Byleth. He's like, bro, look at this dude. He's from the 17th Fire Emblem game. Look, I can count to 17 in this weird language. I practice this binary. Just
okay, that was actually pretty cool.
Wow. It was so random, but I was like, okay, Sakurai, go off. He can weird flex, but okay, he can fucking name all the Fire Emblem games. He just seemed like he was just like genuinely happy to be up there talking about it. He was like, yeah, bro, I play a Fire Emblem game early so I can know what he's about, and I played Breath of the Wild early just so you know. Like, he was just like genuinely happy up there, so it's just like, hard to be mad. Yeah.
Go
soccer, hell yeah, go off.
I do want to state something to all the Fire Emblem fans. I'm not saying I'm
mad. It's too late now, bro. They already disliked and left. So whatever you're about to say does not matter.
If there's somebody here, because you know they're gonna make sure that I'm an idiot or something, but I'm not mad that Byleth's in it because it's a Fire Emblem character. I'm mad he's in it because it's a sword.
Yeah,
it's a personal thing for me.
Which and it didn't
honestly,
make.
Honestly, I'm excited to see because he doesn't look like he has the stereotypical swordy like aerials. Mm. Like his dares looks pretty cool. His dare is like the stereotypical one, where it's just that
douche
throws his sword down the middle of his crotch or her crotch. I'm definitely gonna be trying out Byleth.
We're all trying it out.
Banjo, where I played him for like 5 minutes and I was like, God, this character's boring. And
yeah,
I move on.
All right, so I think that wraps up the Smash section. Isaiah,
wait.
Continue.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Mii Fighters.
Oh yes, that's actually something I didn't put on here. The Mii Fighters Cuphead is now the next cool
suit. And that's pretty badass.
So fly?
I thought his finger gun is actually super funny and dope.
That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
And I like that they put the Cuphead song in too. I don't think he's as hype as fucking Sans. I don't think he's internet breaking like Sans, but I think it's still a cool addition.
He has so much personality for a costume. It's so impressive.
All the costumes. Fucking Altair, bro.
Oh my god, when that got announced, I swear.
Okay, I was like, oh shit.
He was a character I've been waiting for in Smash, like ever since I started playing Brawl, actually.
I thought it was super. Did they not want to put the word assassin? Is that why they put like Smash Bros. X Altair? Is that they didn't want to put Assassin's Creed? Is that why?
Honestly, that makes that a lot one? Of sense.
I was trying to figure out who you guys were talking about, Altair, because I didn't watch that part.
Oh, Altair. The
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
The guy from Assassin's Creed 1. Yeah.
From the very first one.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Sam don't know shit. If they could put Altair in, that's Ubisoft. I think they could for sure put Rayman in as an actual character. Because Rayman's Ubisoft.
The Rabbids?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Rabbids is Ubisoft too, isn't they?
I was so excited when they... Yeah, Rabbids is... Because Rabbids came from Rayman's game.
Yeah. Well, that's shit, yeah. That's two Ubisoft characters.
Can we talk about fucking the Rabbids just sort of took their own entity over Rayman? Like, you don't see Rayman games
it's
anymore.
It's like the minions! They're like minions! They're actually video game minions!
Yeah. I thought that... I actually thought the little, like, movie that played for the Rabbids costume, where it's like the turn-based Mario Rabbids game, where they had him, like, zooming in and out. I was like, yo, that's actually fire. And now I'm hyped to play that game. Yeah, so I thought the Mii Fighters gave me a way more positive reaction for once. Most of the time, I don't give a fuck about the Mii Fighters. But lately, I actually haven't bought a single Mii Fighter, mind you, including Sans. But lately, I've actually been caring. In Smash 4, I didn't even give a second thought to the Mii Fighter costumes. But lately, I've been like, oh shit, I gotta get Sans, bro. I gotta get Megalovania on my setup. Damn.
I've been really impressed by the Mii costume.
Oh, for sure.
It's probably because it's a whole lot easier to make a Mii costume than it is to make a character. But every time they've announced one, I've been really excited.
Well,
In
Smash 4, I don't remember them being like third party. I don't remember them being cool per se. They usually were like characters that could have been in Smash 4. There was like the King K. Rool one and the Krom one and like all these characters that people were asking for got turned to me. Then this time around, they're like actually going out and getting cool characters. Brock says the Cuphead Altair costumes had me more than Byleth. Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying. The same thing. So, Sam, are you hyped for Altair now?
I'm pumped. I know Trent would be pumped.
Hell yeah.
Just let you know, Altair, he's a sword fighter.
No, he's more of a Joker character where it's just daggers everywhere.
Well, he's a Mii sword fighter,
Oh,
I got what
he's not Mii Brawler.
Excited, dude.
He should have been Mii Brawler.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sword fighter makes more sense, probably. But,
I mean, Brawler's got like he's got the shurikens that he can play with. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really make sense either. There's not really like a dagger throwing.
Yeah, character.
Well,
Chakram.
Like this, an assassin and the assassins in those games have to use a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
So
not guns,
being
though.
A sword fighter is better than anything.
Yeah.
You won't see Altair with the fucking little mini blaster.
Yeah.
With.
All right. So we got a lot of Smash news today. We got a lot of Pokemon news last week, and we were discussing last time, are we getting the fabled Nintendo Direct soon, like an actual Nintendo Direct? And I was sure that we were going to get a January one just because we needed to know the new Smash character, and there's a lot of Nintendo games coming out this year that we kind of don't know very much information on. There's a lot of Nintendo games that we don't know if they're coming out this year. Like, there's all this shit that we don't know, so I figured we were going to get a January Direct. And now that we've got a Smash presentation and a Pokemon presentation, two within like a week, pretty much, I'm not sure now. Sam, do you think we're getting a January right. Nintendo Direct?
No.
Nope. Firm no?
No.
What about you, Isaiah?
A January? You gotta give me the hard question. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I can't predict Nintendo. I've tried to find, you know, I've tried to find the code. Trend, connection, so hard. Anyway, we just decide, like, oh, you know, we're going to announce a Direct for, like, 2 days from now. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that. Can you give me at least a week, bro? So maybe I can call off work or something.
I don't think they will. I think, if anything, they'll have, like, a minor... I don't know. I don't think they're going to have a Direct this month. Maybe next month.
I would probably say no as well. February is actually kind of silent on the Nintendo front, so I think February might be the time frame they shoot for.
That's a good moment for a Direct right there.
Because the beginning of March, we have Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, and then the end of March, we have Animal Crossing. And then from there, I don't know too much on the Nintendo front, but at the very least, I think we need to get one before fucking Animal Crossing. Like, I'm pretty sure we're getting one before Animal Crossing.
Desperately.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I'm very, like, there's just no way. And I would assume it would need to be towards the beginning of the year, because I think Xenoblade Chronicles comes out this year, the remake, but we don't know the official date.
I thought it was a holiday.
Is it? Okay.
I might be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
We don't know anything about Metroid Prime 4. We don't know anything about the Breath of the Wild sequel. We don't know what Nintendo's big holiday game is going to be this year. We haven't heard anything on that. We don't even know what it is, let alone like when it's coming out. A lot of people are speculating it's either going to be Breath of the Wild 2 or Mario Odyssey 2 or like DLC or something. A lot of unknowns in the Nintendo front. So we should be assuming to get a Direct soon. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You would think there'd be something about Animal Crossing. Mm. Maybe they'll do one of those Smash things they do with Smash, where it's like a 50-fact extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. That would probably be a good one.
Drop it somewhere in the middle of February.
All right, so I have one final topic here. This might be a weird one to end off on, but I'm actually kind of excited for it. Do you guys know what Temtem is?
Nope.
You don't know what Temtem is?
I saw what it was in the thing.
Oh, is that the Pokemon?
Yes. Like, so this is supposed to be the Pokemon killer. It's a game. It's gonna be releasing next week in early access. It's an online MMO game, and it's very, very, very heavily like Pokemon inspired. But it's like made by people who I guess are tired of the Pokemon bullshit, and there's like no random elements. Like, it's all, I guess, skill based more. And it looks like it's just like kind of supposed to be the like legit to be the Pokemon killer. So I didn't know if you guys knew anything about it, or if it sounded interesting at all. You're whispering.
Oh my gosh, what was that?
Everybody heard that, Sid. Isaiah was like, what was that?
Hi, Sydney!
Isaiah said hi, Sydney.
Okay, well, no love.
But if...
Do you care about Temtem? You'd be down to try it? It's multiplayer, it's co-op. It's an online MMO, like, on Steam. There's going to be cross-platform play, so it's eventually going to come out on Steam and... the Switch and PS4 and I think Xbox as well, and you can play between all of them, which sounds mad cool. It just sounds like it's trying to do all the things Pokemon fans want, and Game Freak will just never give us.
Temtem.
Mm-hmm. It's got the same basic Pokemon formula, like there's a professor, you're gonna get a starter, Temtem, there's an evil team and all this stuff.
Okay.
What are you?
That's pretty cool.
Are you gasping?
I like the art.
Yeah, the art seemed kind of cool. There's character customization right from the jump.
Blade.
There's most of the types seem like they're new. There's a couple of reused ones. There's like fire type and water type and stuff.
I'm not gonna lie, this looks like some sort of like Rick and Morty look.
Yeah, like, Rick and Morty.
like it looks like you know, Rick and Morty go into this virtual world where it's supposed to be like knockoff Pokemon.
it does seem like almost too much like Pokemon, but obviously I can't speak for it. I haven't played yet. It's in alpha, I think.
Named Reptar.
I think the first person I actually heard it from was Shofu, but then I think he quit talking about it because when it time to give like big streamers like alpha keys and stuff, they didn't give one to him, despite the fact that he kept talking cool about it. So he like quit talking about it. So I had to do research on my own, and it seems like it'll be dope. So I just want to talk about it, see if anybody cared. I'm probably gonna buy it and make videos on it next week. So
there you go.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, I. Personally, you know, probably not gonna get into it. It's already hard enough. Pokemon is already a hard enough game to get into.
Yeah. remembering all that shit.
Yeah, it's. I've more been kind of like peer pressured in that game, but at the same time, I won't catch. You know, not really my type of game. So
I feel. They're sneezing.
It's Sydney coughing in the bathroom. You can.
You can tell me to edit that out.
No,
I ain't editing it out. Gonna... This is live, baby. Woo!
Just be edited in. Make edited. It louder.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you gentlemen want to hit on? Is there anything else you gentlemen would like to hit on before we go to the wrap-up section? Anything else poking at your brains, sirs?
Some cool trailers have been dropping lately.
Oh yeah.
Marvel's hitting it hard.
Marvel.
Got Black Morbius. Widow? Morbius coming in, huh?
I saw the Black Widow one.
Oh yeah, Black Widow. That's gonna be Taskmaster does not look good. It's kind of sad.
Oh, ooh.
It's really sad.
Look nothing like the normal Taskmaster.
He looks like a fucking. He looks like Call of Duty man. Call of Duty character in Marvel.
Hell yeah. Gotta love Call of Duty.
That's kind of a bummer, but. But yeah, the trailers, a bunch of trailers coming out look really hyped. There's that horror movie. They're going to do a... God, what do they fucking call that? It's a Mutants one.
Oh,
I can't remember. It's not New Mutants. It's, huh?
It looks spooky.
Yeah, it's not New Mutants, I don't think. It's, God, I fucking forget. But there are... It's
slightly
really
New
cool.
Mutants.
Slightly... kind of New Mutants. But they're also doing that Morbius movie, which is by the same people who made Venom and some Spider-Man movies, so that's gonna be fucking hype. Venom, fantastic movie. That movie was so good. Holy shit.
Venom.
Oh, also, the director for, yeah, it is the New Mutants. Okay, that's gonna be like a Marvel X-Men horror film. It's gonna be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Director for Doctor Strange left, the second Doctor Strange left due to creative differences. That movie was announced and was said in the interviews to be, they're going to be sort of shooting for like a horror direction.
Oh shit.
So with the director leaving, I have a bad feeling that they're not going to be sticking to that as hard anymore, and they're going to try to play it safe.
Like a superhero movie?
Yeah, like do it more.
They're going to Thor it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's going to be, it's going to be like, yeah, it'll probably end up being an alright movie, but it'll be kind of sad because it could have been something exciting. I don't know. I can't say too much. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything yet, but...
Isaiah movie reviews coming soon.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Isaiah, do you have the YouTube channel to plug yet?
I don't know if you can find it. One second. So I've made the channel, but yeah. Like I don't know...
How to find it?
Yeah, exactly. Let me see.
Can you do like youtube.com/user/ your name, or is it something stupid like the letters and numbers that they don't give you if you have a custom link?
Give me one sec. Actually going to boot it up real quick.
While Isaiah finds his shit, Sam, do you want to plug your stuff really fast for us?
I mean, you know how it is every week. The Z3 ref, underscore Z3 ref, and then underscore again on my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Follow my Twitter to see whenever I go live, blah, blah, blah. YouTube is just Z3RAPH. It's gonna be a picture of my current Twitch logo I've been trying to post more videos recently.
Yes, yes, and?
And, yeah, that's going to be an attempt on a consistent thing.
Hell yeah.
I know Corey gets wet to it, so.
Isaiah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, it doesn't have a unique link yet, so.
Okay, well, what's the name of it? We can at least try to search it, and then
Professor
I'll put it.
Professor Space Isa.
Professor Isa, Google it. Is Professor spelled correctly?
Yes. It is
okay.
No, Isaiah is illiterate.
Well, I didn't know if it was like Professor with four S's or something. I don't know.
Yeah, all fancy and stuff. Yeah.
We'll search Professor Isa on. Give us your spiel. What are you gonna be putting on your YouTube?
What am I gonna be doing there? Okay, I already have an idea. I'm gonna make a video about the Morbius trailer. But basically, what I want to do on this channel is sort of give some comic book reviews.
Oh yeah.
Everything comic book. I want to be talking about, you know, movies. I want to be talking about trailers. I want to be talking about comic books. Themselves, you know, what's coming out this week, this month, what should you be looking at, what are you interested in, you know, I want to be giving character history, you know, character backgrounds, where are some characters that you guys are interested in,
let them know.
I'll be dropping, like, some history, some events that you should be looking at, some story arcs that you should be reading, you know, for these characters.
Oh yeah,
stuff like that. That's what I'm gonna be trying to drop. Yeah,
how soon can we expect you?
Oh god. I don't want to give any promises.
No, that's good to put deadlines.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Corey's slightly pressuring.
Before the next PNTV podcast.
Before the next PNTV podcast, which happens every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, is what we aim for.
I'll release it at 5:59, dude. It's going to be coming out. I'm going to literally drop it like 5 minutes before the podcast starts back, dudes.
Well, that's legit. That's legit the reason we started doing these at like 6:30, because I try to post a video beforehand. So I post a video at like 5:58, and then I'm like, all right, podcast time. Let's do it.
Podcast time.
All right. I'm Purple Thunder NE. You follow me on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Purple Thunder NE across all of them. NE like Nebraska, like New England, whatever you think I live. Wherever you think I live.
Wherever you think I am.
You can also... these clips and the video on demand will be put on YouTube, Pandanation TV. We don't have the custom link yet for either of those channels. We're on the way, though. I love all the support we are getting. Isaiah and Sam, they are also omnipresent when it comes to comments and stuff. They've been getting better about saying stuff. Sam is trying to atone for his sins of talking shit about Sora in the comments.
No, I'm not trying to ascend.
Or at least acknowledge that everyone was angry about it. You can follow the Pandanation TV Twitter. That's Pandanation or PNTVCC. If you also search Pandanation TV, that pops up. We're also on Facebook. Nothing too crazy is happening on Facebook right now, but I wanted to revive that in case we actually go
through.
Yeah, in case we keep going through with PNTVCon. Awesome. It's the same page that we use for like Smash tournaments and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's all I have. Thank you guys so much for watching. We're gonna get the fuck out of here. Say goodbye.